Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
It's our hope that as we visit for a few minutes today that you'll be able to share with those that are listening some of the experiences that you shared with us. I'd like to start with a fun one, if we may. And I've entitled it Colorblind and Proud of It.
Oh, my. This is something that has always embarrassed me, and Og made very light of it and was actually quite proud of it. He'd talk about it on TV shows and radio shows and carried his little cards with him. Og, I'm not sure he was 100% colorblind or just didn't really want to take the time to figure out the difference between navy blue and black in the morning when he was getting dressed. So I would put a little card in each of his dress shirts when I would send him out for multiple days on the road, and his neckties all had numbers on the labels. And on the lining on the fly of his pants, I would write what color they were, charcoal gray, black, navy, taupe, whatever. And the blazers were and sport jackets were all pretty self-explanatory, and the suits were self-explanatory. And in each pocket, there would be a 3x5 index card, and it would be some kind of a little greeting for me, like, you know, go get 'em, Tiger, or have a great day, or, you know, standing ovations only, or something like that for him. And then I would say, today you will wear this shirt with tie number 4, taupe pants, and then I would have the socks rolled up differently so that he would know which ones were which, and the socks that are in a ball, your brown loafers, and the appropriate sport coat. And then in the next shirt for the next day, there would be the same kind of message doing another outfit. And when he would go on a book tour, some of these were like 27 days long. And there was no time to do laundry, thank God. Because if there was, he'd have gotten everything so messed up, he'd never been coordinated for anything. And I would have the 27 dress shirts with the 27 cards and all the things in them. And naturally, we would, you know, multiple pants, multiple ties, and he'd more than one shirt with each outfit and stuff like this. And then as we got down towards the end, I would be putting, and in case something is soiled, you can alternate with this or this. Well, he would take these cards with him in his shirt pocket and proudly show them off to the MCs or the people that were interviewing and whatnot. And I saw one of his tape shows, and I mean, I just crawled under the coffee table. I'm going, oh, how can you do that to me? How can you do that? And he said, I think it's pretty funny. He says, how many men go out there and haven't a clue what they're putting on in the morning? And he says, women too, for that matter. And he said, this way, he said, I don't even have to think. He said, I get up, I pull a card, I put my head into my interview and my day's activities, and it's all done for me. And so I was doing a service, which I was just trying to keep him looking presentable. As I said, it was an embarrassing moment for me, but he took great joy in it and thought it was hilarious. And maybe I should patent this.
Maybe you should. Did Og ever rebel and decide to mix and match on his own?
No, because he knew better. There were enough alternatives when we got down to the end. And I will admit, I did an awful lot of white shirts because they would go with just about anything. I limited his colored shirts to just a few.